Why settle for court jesters when you can have three kings? Here are your hosts, Roy, Javari, and Dan. It's the Three Kings of the Midway Podcast.
Everybody, welcome to the Three Kings of the Midway Podcast, or Kings, depending on your vernacular. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's not Monday, but it's Victory Tuesday for all Chicago Bears fans. If you observe, the Bears finally got a dub at Soldier Field. It was Ben Johnson's first win as a Chicago Bear head coach. It was a much needed win. We got a lot of positives from that game, you know, and we're going to enjoy this dub, man, as we get ready to battle the Las Vegas Raiders. As you know, I live in California, and I have a lot of friends that are Cowboys fans and Raiders fans. So, you know, I had all the smoke.
Exactly.
All those Cowboys fans.
Gotta give it to them. Gotta give them the business too, man. Like we earned it. You know what I'm saying? We've earned that.
Yes, sir. It was a convincing win. It was a lot of good stuff from that win, man.
That's a fact, man. It was a lot of good stuff in that win. You know, more so surprisingly for me, it was the defense. You know, how they rounded out in the shape. You know what I'm saying? And Dennis Allen made the adjustments that was needed in order for that defense to be successful. And, you know, they start garnering pressure just from the front four. We had a Montez Sweat sighting of Montez Sweat, which, shit, far and few in between. You know what I'm saying?
He was getting close, though.
Yeah, he was definitely getting close.
Who said it in the group chat? Somebody said it in the group chat. He's getting close.
Yeah, yeah.
Was it Tony the pod boss? He's like, yeah. He's getting close.
Yeah, he was getting up there. You know, not only that, though, but, you know, man, hey, Sewell, man, you know, he was doing his thing, bro. He was balling. You know what I'm saying? He was definitely balling. And, you know, don't want to wish injury on nobody, but, hey, he did his job, man. And, you know what I'm saying? He took out CeeDee Lamb, which was huge. That was huge, you know. And when I seen that happen early in the game, I'm like, yo, all right, so you saying there's a chance, you know? So you saying that there's a chance, you know? And anytime you got George Pickens as your number one, shit ain't going to end right. Some viable is going to happen. So, you know, the fact that they were able to go out there and do their thing, man. And then, of course, you know, on the offensive side of the ball, this is why I kept preaching for Luther Burden to get touches, because that motherfucker is dynamic, man. He is dynamic. Everything J-Mo is, he is. They two are the same type of player. If you put the ball in his hands, this motherfucker going to produce. Had a nice Luther Burden side, man. Had a nice little bomb he caught there for a touchdown. You know, he played relatively well. Roma Dunze,
100 yards reception.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Roma Dunze did his damn thing. You know what I'm saying. Did his big one again, man. Fourth time finding the end zone. You know what I'm saying. And we only in week three. Fourth time. He's emerging, man. He's emerging. You know what I'm saying. A route tactician. Breaking cats down at the line. You know what I'm saying? Diggs ain't had shit for him. Leaving him at the line. He trying to jam him on the inside. He just swim moved him and just threw his arm up. Like, look, I'm in the end zone, bro. Give it to me. Whoop, six.
You and he know? Do that shit on a rope.
On a rope. You know what I'm saying? And then it
came. I don't know. I don't know what type of defense Diggs was playing on that play. Like, I don't know. He ran up and tried to touch him with one hand. You don't jam somebody with one arm.
Not a 6'3".
So, you know, that was crazy. Not 6'3", 215 pounds. It's not going to go well. It's not going to go well. You're not going to throw him off at all.
Yeah, he lost on that. Then, of course, you know, Caleb, you know, he finished with 298, you know what I'm saying, at four tutties, which was nice. A nice welcome sighting. You know, he had some mistakes, you know what I'm saying, where he threw some dirt balls or he overthrew some other cats, man. But that's going to come along with time and repetition, you know, when his eyes catch up with his feet and he can go ahead and square his body up and really step into his throws, man. It's going to be something. It's definitely going to be something. Like I said, it's just give it more time, man. Just give it more time. Again, right now we're riding a wave. The first 2 weeks we were down. Week three, we up. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's excited. It could go either way Sunday. You know, going into the game, it could be, you know, an ultimate Bears type game where they go in on a high and go in there and lay an egg. Or, you know, they could continue to ride the wave of emotion. You know what I'm saying? They got some momentum behind them. Let's see what they do. You know, they could go into the Raiders game and definitely feel like they got something to prove. And going to the bye 2-2, which would be huge. Going into the bye 2-2 and then, you know, come out and, hey, we take our chances, you know, with the Commanders, you know, on Monday night. Can't look ahead. You know what I'm saying? Can't look ahead to none of that. And, of course, the Commanders are banged up. Marcus Mariota, I'm not worried about him. But you know, we're not gonna look ahead. Let's focus on Geno Smith and the Las Vegas Raiders and keep it rolling.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I look at this game, man, and it was you like to see it happen, right? So I'm a big proponent of you play who's on your schedule, you play those guys, and you play them, and you beat the teams that you're supposed to beat. The team, you know, the Cowboys were, they got a potent offense. You know, CeeDee Lamb went down. A lot of people were balking at that. Oh, the Bears, you know, their defense, you know, the Cowboys defense is not that good, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So be it, bro. At the end of the day, we still need to look like a team that can dominate a poor defense. And if the Bears look anything but what they looked like the other day, we would have major issues, right? We'd have problems with it. So it's good to see them do exactly what they were supposed to do, which was take advantage of, you know, this Eberflus and what he was trying to put on the football field. Because to be honest, Eberflus' defense is not conducive to the players that Dallas has. Dallas could be better defensively, but they're not good because Eberflus' system, those players don't fit that system, in my opinion. Right? So we was able to take advantage of that, and that's what we should have did. Good football teams do that. They take advantage and they beat down a team that you should beat.
Exactly.
Don't play down to your level of opponent. You always stay consistent, and that's what the Bears were able to do. So I'm encouraged by that, regardless of, you know, yeah, the defense was bad. You know, you're going against a team that gives up a ton of yards. It don't matter, bro. You're supposed to do it, and they handled their business. They did what they were supposed to do.
Yeah, bro. They were already writing I quote tweeted, and they told us, I think NFL something awful takes or whatever. They were like, what if Matt Eberflus come to Chicago and shut down Caleb Williams? You know, so like, what's the flip side? You know, he come out and he, oh, he knows Caleb Williams well, and he shuts him down, and now we looking like Boo Boo the Fool. But they come out and light their ass up. They lack a pass rush after they traded Micah. So guess what? We didn't give up a sack. That's what you're supposed to do when you don't have a dominant edge rusher.
Exactly.
When you come out here with a weak-ass defensive line, we don't shut you down. Because our offensive line is supposed to be good. They spend a lot of money and resources on it. So, yeah, we should not give up a sack against Dallas. That's how it should be. And like Ned said, I think the biggest thing that I liked about it was the defense, because I know Dallas has a good offense. Regardless if CeeDee went out, I don't wish injury on anyone, but ain't nobody having mercy for us for losing Jalen Johnson and Kyler Gordon.
Right.
So who gives a fuck? You know,
we don't even have sympathy for that, because we get on here and we talk about the defense, what they was able to do, right?
Well, what Deshaun Wright, next man up. Tyreek Stevenson, next man up.
Right.
We don't wish CeeDee to get hurt, but you still got to go out and play. I still think we beat him with CeeDee, in my opinion. Yeah. But the defense stepped it up. Tyreek Stevenson, man, like, we get on these players, bro. So I want the fan base to hear it. When these players play well, give them props. Don't fit into a narrative. We like, oh, Braxton Jones sucks. Braxton Jones balled the fuck out.
Facts.
This Sunday. His job was on the line. We thought he was going to get benched.
Facts.
Right? He balled out. Tyreek Stevenson balled out. Yeah. We were talking about, hey, who might not be here next year? Tremaine Edmonds got two picks.
And 15 tackles.
Tackles. So Tyreek Stevenson had that turnover when they were driving the ball down. You know, he was locking dudes up. He was smacking dudes. So we got to get these dudes props, man, when they play well. You know, the defense played well. And even if CeeDee Lamb was out, that Dallas offense still has weapons. And we put them in the fucking chokehold.
And that's true that he got Stevenson got was nasty,
cold.
Bro.
That was cold.
I mean, just
kept his feet.
Just ran up and snatched the ball out of the man's hands, bro. Like you know what I mean? That's plays that's instinctual plays that you don't normally see, right? So he's got some good instincts about him, and he's got some good, you know. That was an excellent play, man. You don't see often.
Did you hit Flus, you know what I mean? Bigging him up like before the game? He's like, are you worried about Tyree Stevens? No, man, he's a South Florida guy. Those guys are confident. He's going, and look what he did. That's coaching, man. Mm-hmm. That's coaching.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, you get the, like, fans don't get it. Like, everybody, I know everybody going, they fire poles. I'm going to start trolling y'all with that, by the way. Every time, even a good player does something, I'm going to be like, fire poles. Cutler Williams throws a touchdown. I'm like, fire poles.
Fire poles.
After Caleb Williams. Fire poles. He drafted. He hired
Romo Dunze. Two touchdowns. Fire him.
Fire poles.
And tomorrow.
You know, but I'm saying that's what good coaches do. Good coaches make average players good, make good players great, and make great players Hall of Famers. So a lot of the times, everybody in the NFL has talent. I don't know if you guys play ball. I played ball. I remember I played 101. I was like 15 years old. I played 101 with the old washed up guy. He played for the Washington Bullets when they were before the Wizards. He's like, I play NBA ball. I remember I looked him up later on the internet. I had to go home because we didn't have cell phones looked up. But he played for the Bullets. We played 21. I lost 21-10. The only thing he let me do is shoot jump shots. And I hit the five jump shots I hit. Shot. This dude was in everybody in the league can play, bro.
Yeah.
It depends on how hard they want to work and if the coaching staff is coaching them up and putting them in position to win.
Yep.
That's what it comes down to. So all these players on the roster have talent. It's
everybody.
Are the coaches getting the most out of these players?
That's it.
That's it.
That's the important thing. That's like Nick Saban had a quote, what was it, about 2 years ago, and he said, everybody wants to be that guy. Everybody has the talent to be that guy. But not everybody has what it takes to put in the work to be that guy. So you can try to pull it out of them as a coach, and you'll get some stuff out of people. But then there are some guys that you just won't be able to connect with. You can't connect with Chase Claypool, one of them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He got the talent, he got the size, athleticism, everything. Didn't have it. You can't pull it out of him because he didn't want it. You know what I'm saying? So there's some guys that do want it, there's some guys that don't. And the Bears play like a team that wants to get better. That's buying in to what they're doing, right? Mm-hmm. And I said this the other day, man, when we beat the Cowboys. You beat the Cowboys, now you're going into playing the Raiders. And it's like, you know, we I had spaces. You guys wasn't in the spaces after the game, but I was talking to some people and it was like, well, you know, this is a game that they should have won. CeeDee Lamb went out, Dallas defense is suspect, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, it's a get right game. You need those. Every team has a get right game on the schedule. Every team has a couple of games where you can stack some dubs. You got this game, you got the Raiders. The Raiders just lost to Washington 41-24.
Backup quarterback. Got blown out, dude.
With the backup quarterback, right. So you looking at that game and it's like, okay, let's stack another dub, right? And then you get a bye week. So you come back fresh.
Get healthy,
come back fresh, and you got Washington. And they may or may not be with or without Jaden Daniels. So that's looking like a game where you can stack three W's. Now all of a sudden your narrative on the season is different. The players in the locker room have now confidence, right? And then not only that, but when you win a game, that feeling is like a high, bro. You know what I'm saying? You want to get back to that feeling. So I think I was looking at somebody who said it the other day. Somebody was talking and it was like, you know, hey, we're going to enjoy this win. We enjoy this W. We get back to the drawing board. We go right back to the lab. We get right back in the lab. I think it was Caleb that said that, or may have been somebody. Get right back in the lab because you want to reproduce the same thing you just did. You want that feeling. You don't want that feeling to lose that feeling, right? So if you want that feeling, you're going to get right back to it. You're going to get right back to it, and that's what they're going to do.
Yeah. I mean, just from looking at the game, they pretty much had command of that game from the beginning to the end, right? From the beginning to the end. And, again, I love coming out seeing this, man, Bears score on the first possession. If not the first possession, they scoring on the second possession, which is good, man. You know what I'm saying? I ain't seen an offense this prolific, man, since we had Trestman as the head coach. You know what I'm saying? And it seemed like points will come at will. You know, so
well, they came at will in this game.
Absolutely.
Not the first two, not the first two games.
Absolutely.
They did score on the first drive in the first two games.
You saw the potential. Yeah.
Absolutely.
You see the potential.
And it seemed like, you know, we weren't doing stupid shit where we were shooting ourselves in the foot when we start going on drives. You know, there was no holding. There was no, you know, face mask. There was no hands to the face. There was no offsides
penalties.
You know, You know what I'm saying? Illegal shift, illegal motion. You know, there was no dumbass penalties like that that would kill a drive. So a lot of that, man. And then, of course, you know, the big plays, you know, making big plays, man. It'll come together. It'll come together again. You know, like I said, we have the Raiders. That's one test. You know, then after the Raiders, we go into the bye. And then after we come out of the bye, we got the damn Washington Commanders. That's another test, you know, on Monday night in hostile territory
PTSD
in Washington.
Right there.
Absolutely.
Right. PTSD right there, yeah.
Absolutely. Right. You know what I'm saying? And I'm telling you, that Washington defensive front is loaded. You know what I'm saying? And Eddie Goldman on that damn defensive line. Eddie Goldman's on that defensive line. So he's going to be looking for revenge. So, again, you know, what I want to do is week by week, stack wins, stack great play, stack great coaching, stack play calling, you know, stack the turnovers. The turnovers is what gets everything in motion. It gets people hype, it gets people amped up, it gets them ready to go, you know, get that blood flowing, that them juices and that adrenaline going, you know. And then the offense come out there like, all right, damn, they done took it over, okay, we got to capitalize on this, we got to score. That's demoralizing to the opposition. When you can take the ball away, take the ball away, not only take the ball away, but march down the field and score. That is demoralizing to any opposition that you may face. You know, like, damn. All right.
What the Bears have? The Bears have four takeaways. They have three or four. No, yeah, Tremaine had one.
He had two.
Stevenson had a fumble. A strip fumble. So that's three that I know
of. Was there somebody else? Is there anything?
I may be missing. I can't think of it.
Yeah, I can't think of it.
All right, so I think it
unless they turned over on downs, the type of deal.
Right. Now, I will say this. I will say this about the defense. In the first half, they look suspect, bro. I mean, except for the Tyree Stevenson, right? In the first half, to me, the defense was letting them, you know, Dallas was doing their thing. I mean, Jake Ferguson, what do you have, 14 catches?
Yeah.
I knew that was going to be – he was going to be heavily
targeted. Like 86 yards, though, so.
Yeah, so it was a lot of short stuff, dump-offs and whatever the case may be. But they was able to move the ball. And George Pickens had some nice plays as well.
Yeah, he did.
You know what I mean?
He did.
So they was able to move the ball. But at the end of the day, the Bears did come through with takeaways. That's all you want, bro. Like the way that the league is set up now, right? It's a passing, it's a prolific league. You're not going to shut teams down. You're not going to have Baltimore Ravens from, what was it, 2000? What was it, 2000? I don't know what it was. You're not going to have those guys.
Or the 18 Bears, 2018 Bears.
85 Bears. Yeah, you're not going to have
2006 Bears.
Yeah, where you're holding people to 13 points and 150 yards total offense. That's not going to happen. So guys are going to move the ball pretty, you know, efficiently on the football field. But you got to get stops, and that's what the Bears did. It was 14-14 at one point. They got a ton of stops from that point forward. And so, yeah, they moved the ball a little bit, gave up some plays. It happens. But you got the stops that you needed. And to me, that's a sign of a team that's growing. The other thing is, on the offensive side of the ball, they really couldn't do nothing with Chicago's offense. You know what I mean? The Bears were able to pretty much do what they wanted to do. You had Monongai that made a couple plays. You had Swift that, you know, he caught a ball out of the backfield and went, how much, you know, 40-something yards or whatever it was, 60 yards, whatever it was, you know. So you had a lot of different people touching the ball. DJ Moore caught a touchdown. He didn't have a ton of yards, but he did catch four balls, I think it was, for like 26 yards or something, and a touchdown. You got Rome, who was involved, of course. You got
Komet. You know,
Colston went down. Komet had a nice catch. I mean, it was an overall effort, right? And when you see everybody hitting on all cylinders like that, bro, it's just it's a lot of good that can be done with just your confidence level taking off as a football player. You know?
Oh yeah.
So I'm excited to see that. I'm excited to see how they build upon what they just went through in this game.
I think the defense played better is because, like, in the previous games, they actually were okay. The problem is the Bears will make these stupid penalties, get behind the sticks. They couldn't convert. They get off the field. The defense just got worn down. And I told people, this defense ain't the 2018 Bears defense. This ain't Khalil Mack and Akeem Hicks and Leonard Floyd, and they can just hold people to 14 points, 17 points. These guys are going to get worn down. If you can keep them fresh, they're decent. And that's what happened in this game. The offense stopped committing stupid penalties and getting behind the sticks and was actually hitting the passes and hitting the big plays, and the defense stayed fresh. That, in my opinion, that was the main difference. Because if you'd have let that, if they'd have went three and out, and that defense would have got worn down, Dacnell would have started hitting big plays. That's what starts happening. But the offense actually put points on the board, got to pin their ears back, and attack.
Absolutely.
And that's complimentary football. And I think that's the – I don't necessarily even think it was the defense just got better. I think the offense has stepped up. But when I told people, the strength of this team is on offense. When I list all those first and second round picks, all over that offense, they looked like it yesterday. Yeah. They looked like all those first round picks and second round picks. You can't guard all of those guys, man.
No, you can't guard all of them.
You
can't.
You got a first and second round pick at tight end. You got first round picks all at wide receiver. First round picks at quarterback.
Yeah.
No, you can't, bro. And Ben Johnson calling plays. I like what Ben Johnson said. He said that I'm scheming things up to where the first person is going to be open most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
He said that's what I try to do as a play caller. I try to scheme it up where the first person is all the time. But Caleb has progressed to the point where if that first person is not open, he can go to a second or his third. And if his second, third isn't open, he can go make the magic happen. And it's such a relief as a playmaker to have a quarterback that can do that. Because Jared Goff can do the first, second, third, but he ain't have the juice to – Caleb has that juice. And you can hear it in his voice. He was like, when I call a play and it's blowing up, this dude just makes something happen. Like that play when Edge Rusher came unblocked.
Yeah.
And he freaking – slung that thing sideways to the kids, I think, right?
Yeah.
Or was it Burton? Yeah. He was dead to rights. Yep. That's all we need Caleb to do. Do that two or three times a game when needed. Outside of that, drop back and shoot those lasers to those wide open receivers. Because you got too many, bro.
You got too many.
Roma Dunze, DJ Moore, Luther Burton.
See, DJ was just wide open on his touchdown in the back of the end zone just by himself. Zacchaeus almost went on IR with that celebration too, jumping up in the air.
He does that though. That's his thing.
But look, he jumped up in the air thinking somebody was there and his ass missed. He just came straight down on the back of his neck. Like, damn.
But he does that though, bro. Like, there's a clip of him doing that in Washington where he just runs up and everybody's like, celebrating, he just jumps up and like,
like what the hell?
Like, I don't know, bro. It's wild, bro.
That's crazy. But, you know, again, like you said, Caleb has a embarrassment of riches at wide receiver. If that old line can keep him clean, if they can keep him clean, not just against, you know, the cowgirls, you know, the likes of the cowgirls or anybody else, but that offensive line start gaining continuity to where Caleb is going untouched, that offense is going to be scary.
That boy jersey was clean.
And then on top of that.
Don't
let us get a back in this year's draft. Like a dog, like my man Love from Notre Dame. Don't let us get a back. Don't let us get a all-around do-it-all back. That's, you know, man, I'm telling you, that's the only thing missing out this offense is a back.
I think another thing that stood out to me is a lot. Some people have pointed out too that Caleb is kind of, you can see where he was trusting his offensive line this time, this game, right? And that allows him to look downfield. That allows him to see and identify who's open, where the guys are, whatever the case. And to me, it almost, when you have that type of feel for the game and confidence in your offensive line don't have to hold up as long. because you're able to see guys get open quicker. You're able to anticipate guys getting open instead of worrying about who's coming here, who's coming there, blah, blah, blah.
Your eyes are up, not
down. Your eyes are up and looking downfield. You're looking at your receivers. So at this point in time, you're identifying things quicker, faster. The game is going by. You know what I'm saying? Like you're able to see the game in real time instead of trying to identify where the rush is coming from, who's what side of the line is going to give up a sack this time. You know what I mean? That type of stuff. So the offensive line is not even going to have to hold up as long as they were before or they had to before, because he's going to be able to identify. And when you have the weapons that he has, somebody getting open quick, bro. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like everybody ain't going to be locked down. Somebody's Rome, Zacchaeus, Burden, Cole Kmet, Colston Loveland, DeAndre out the backfield.
Yeah, I was going to say, your running backs can catch the ball out of the backfield.
Yeah, 6-7 guys, they're going to get open quick. It ain't going to be, you don't have to have that online holding up for 4 or 5 seconds. You know what I mean? So I think that's a nice thing too, for him to be able to identify those guys and have the confidence to really be like, okay, I ain't got to worry about it because they're going to protect me. They're going to do their job. And now I can just play quarterback. You know what I'm saying? Just play quarterback, and that's what he's doing.
Because all he needs is 2.5 seconds.
That's all he needs.
He already know the concept. He like, oh, I'm looking at the defense. He's going to be open on this play. If he ain't open, he's
somebody's open.
If not, I'm going to take it down on my back.
Yep.
And both your backs can catch the ball out of the backfield. So, yeah, it was amazing to see, dude, to see that line. But boy, that flea flicker, they said Swift got hit on it. That's why the ball flew so high. But he was so calm.
Yeah.
He just caught it and then flat-footed it.
Yeah, yeah.
65 yards flat-footed on the rope, bro.
Rope.
He threw that thing. Woo. Beautiful throw. Beautiful throw.
Good thing he was flat-footed. You know what I'm saying? Because again, he'd have put some legs into that. He probably would have overshot his ass by about 15
yards.
How
strong his arm is, bro.
So, good thing, like I said, you know, the overthrows and the dirt balls that Caleb had this past Sunday, that's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? Again, it's repetition. It's reps. It's going to come. And I promise you, when he gets it together, I told you, it's going to become a moment where he's going to be back there. And instead of him being wide-eyed, he's going to be back there in that pocket, and he's going to be blinking. He's going to be blinking as he's going through every single progression. He's going to be blinking because everything is going to slow down for him.
Yeah.
And then it's like he's going to be in the damn Matrix. Like everything is moving slow, and he's going to be able to anticipate where people are going to be. And he's going to start throwing wide receivers open instead of him having to see them open to put it there. He's going to be throwing cats open. And the minute he started throwing cats open, you thought it was a pretty thing to see when Aaron Rodgers finally had his come to Jesus moment in the NFL, where he figured it all out, because he did it against the Washington Redskins. You know, I think it was like his third year. He did it against the Washington Redskins, where it was like, damn, okay, he done figured it out. And now he's about to be elite. And then boom, the rest of it happened. So again, you know, and then of course that's when they start going on that damn run. It was the year they won the damn Super Bowl, and they start going on that run. There's nothing telling me that, like as Will said, kill you, y'all can kill that bus, that all that bus talk. There was never a bus. The thing was that he had to get it together. He had to get it together with between the ears and his body. He had once his feet catches up with his eyes, he is going to be a serious problem.
And you got to think about it. Like bust is the inability to make some plays.
I didn't see
bust because I saw the ability to make plays. I saw the ability to see the field. I saw the ability to make throws, runs, right? Same thing I saw with Justin Fields. I didn't see bust with Justin Fields because
he's a starting quarterback.
I saw the ability to make explosive plays. I saw the ability to do some things. So bust is where you just can't get it right.
Anthony Richardson can't
get it together. Now Caleb got some dirt balls. 19 to 28. That's 68%. That's really a good percentage in the NFL. 19 to 28, 26. I saw plays maybe five or six throws that were either dirt balls or overthrown, where he missed a guy. And who'd he miss? I think it was in the middle of the field. He missed somebody that was wide open.
Yeah, I believe that, I think that was Loveland. Yeah, that was Loveland. Yeah, Loveland.
Yeah. So, you know, five or six throws, think about
That's what got him hurt, that right on his hip.
Say if he connects on three of those, now you're 21 for 28.
Right.
And you're 21 for 28, and you're well above 70%, right? 68% ain't bad either. So, you know what I mean? He really couldn't play much better than what he played, in my opinion, on Sunday.
Right.
But there, you know what I mean? You're going to have some growing pains. You're going to have some good plays. You're going to have some bad plays. And we just got to deal with that for a minute, man. You know what I mean? It's just, that's the way football is. It's the same way it is in basketball. You're going to have a guy that takes bad shots. He's going to shoot some air balls. He's going to make some. You know what I mean? Kobe shot four air balls in that first year, remember? You know?
Yeah.
But then he became one of the most clutch players ever. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So you just got to deal with it, man. You got to live through it. And Michael Jordan said it best, right? When he said, I failed over and over and over and over and over, and that is why I succeed.
Yeah.
Because he's already failed. He's already done it. So he's failed over and over and over, and that's why he succeeds. So we gotta be patient with Caleb. We gotta be patient.
Yeah, yeah. He's not a finished product. This is fun, but he's not a finished product. But this is why we were talking about when everybody was like, fire everybody and destroy the whole organization. We said, no, be patient.
Yeah.
Let them figure this shit out, because if you start firing people, then all of this shit goes down the drain. You don't need to do that. You gotta stay the course, because we see it. We know it ain't totally there yet, but we see it. And the few roster flaws that everybody wants to bitch about, we need an edge, or we need a left tackle with a running back. Okay, bro, you got cap space, you got draft picks. You know what you need to do? Hell, you can put Darrell Wright on the left side and put Isaiah Tripp on it. You can figure that out. Right?
Right.
Running backs ain't hard to find. Let's stop tripping, bro. Don't destroy the entire organization
It's a strong possibility that I can see Ryan Poles. A huge strong possibility, because Breece Hall is falling out of favor out there in New York with the Jets. It's a strong possibility, bro. You fuck around and get Breece Hall in Chicago, man. I'm just saying. That motherfucker's special. Okay, I don't care what nobody say. If he doing what he doing with the nasty ass Jets,
I'm not trading for no running back though. I can't do it. I can't trade for a running back because their shelf life is short. Number one,
you're not trading.
Number
an
two,
elite
they get in.
Pick. You probably give a fourth. I give a fourth. That's all you gonna get. I give a fourth.
Is he gonna be exponentially better than DeAndre Swift?
Fuck yeah. Yes. Yes. I can tell you that now. Yes.
I don't know. I think the running game is going to be fine too. And even Ben Johnson said that.
That's cool. You know, that's cool. But I know what I'm seeing, and it ain't gonna get no better. So when is it gonna get? I mean, how is it gonna get better when we can't get right against weak defenses on the run game, right? So
the run game.
They ran 11 straight. They ran it down.
Yeah, they ran all the way down the field, bro, with that one drive. Yeah,
they did.
It was 11 straight runs.
Breece Hall is a dog, right? He's a dog in a bad situation, you know? And if they're giving him away, what's a fourth? What's a third?
I mean, I'm not opposed to it. I'm not opposed to, you know, I just don't like.
You're not bringing DeAndre Swift back. You're not bringing DeAndre Swift back after the season. So you're gonna need a back for the future anyway. Might as well get him now.
He's already in the contract for after this season, bro. He's still
trust me. The Bears
will this year and next year.
I promise you, the Bears will unload him this offseason. I guarantee you.
They might. They might. But at that time, okay. How long has Breece been in the league?
This is second year.
Why not just draft somebody? It ain't no.
This is second year, ain't it?
I just draft somebody, bro. Nah, I think it's his third, ain't it? Third or fourth? Third or third year, at least.
Nah, I think he got
I would just draft somebody.
Rookie year, he got 1,000, and then he got hurt.
I'm not too high on taking no running back that's 25, 26 years old. That's just me. I just don't. The shelf life is. It ain't long enough, bro. It ain't long enough.
Yeah, running back. But, turned out. I mean. I think it depends on where the Bears are in a season. If they run off three, four straight, and it looks like all you need is a guy like Breece Hall and to push you to be a playoff contender, maybe.
It's possible.
But, I mean, why trade for him if, you know, we got to see what we do versus the Raiders and then the Commanders, you know, in my opinion. I want to see
more. He's 24 now, so he'll be 25 next year.
Yeah, about 4 years, though.
You can sign him to a four-year deal. Because he's gonna be looking to get a new contract. So, I mean, I'm just looking at it as what can unlock this offense and make it even more dangerous. You know, as what it is. I mean, DeAndre Swift is a journeyman at this point. You know, it's a reason why he's going from team to team every other year. So, if that's the case, we don't have much behind him. You want to make that move? Make that move, man. Make that move. Especially if, you know, we can shock some people this year. But, or next year, you know, because next year will be the year. You know, make a move. Make a move. If they're looking to give him away, unload him because they already got my man over there. I can't think of his damn name. Number zero. Allen. Yes. They have Allen over there. And it seems like they like Allen for whatever reason because they don't want to pay Breece Hall. Okay, cool. Shit. What's wrong with that? And plus, he's not going to command top dollar either. So why not get him in here? He's not going to cost you no kind of money. You can give him the same deal that you're giving DeAndre Swift.
Mm-hmm.
And keep it pushing for a solid back.
We'll see if that pans out.
Yeah.
We'll see if that pans out. But how y'all feeling about the
Raiders?
The Raiders.
The Raiders.
I got my feelings about the Raiders.
I'm going to do my reverse psychology. Raiders going to whoop our ass. I'm doing my reverse psychology, damn it, because it seemed like it works. Raiders going to whoop our ass on Sunday. Legit. Okay? Nah. In all honesty, going into this game, somebody pointed out a great point that Geno Smith has hot and cold games. Week one, he was hot. Week one, he was awful. Week two, he was hot. Week three, he was awful again. If I'm not mistaken. Or no, that was backwards. Week one, he was hot. Week two, he was awful. Geno had a solid game, right? So then that means week four, if we go about a narrative, week four, he's going to be awful, which is going to be against us. So with that said, the rookie running back, they can't get him going because they have no offensive line whatsoever. And that's in Vegas. Vegas has no offensive line, so they have no running game. The Raiders don't have any wide receiver that scares me or should
no
be.
No one. Should they got Brock Bowers.
You see what I'm saying? That scares anybody on the defense. So, again, all they have is Brock Bowers. That's it, you know? Does he, you know, Brock Bowers can only do so much, but, your quarterback can't throw from his back with that offensive line being as awful as it is. But, again, us coming off an emotional high going into this game and the Raiders coming off that piss-poor performance and being at home, it's a recipe for disaster for us, I'm being totally honest, because we could go into Vegas and lay a damn egg and have a – it would be so Bears to come off that type of win against Dallas and be like, damn, well, that was fool's gold.
Matt Eberflus ain't in Chicago no more.
Exactly. You know. But I'm just saying, it would be so Bears – to go into that game and be flat. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, oh, shit. Come on, y'all. Get it together. So
they gave up 41 points.
Yeah. Yeah. Marcus Mariota, he lit their ass up, man. So, you know, if that's the case, and again, with them going out to D.C. or whatever and getting that belt-to-ass treatment, they're going to be looking to get that foul taste out of their mouth. Will they be able to do it? I don't know. Again, this is Pete Carroll, you know what I'm saying, going up against Ben Johnson. Hopefully that defense that Dennis Allen prepared for the Cowboys, he can prepare it against the Vegas Raiders when they go out there to Vegas. Hopefully don't no players stay out, you know, at the Bunny Ranch too late. Don't no players be out there drinking too late, you know what I'm saying, and be partying and getting in all that Vegas life. I want to say we going to win, but I'm going to continue on with my curse and my jinx so we can win. I'm gonna say the Raiders are gonna pull this one out.
What you think, Will? Roy, what's happening?
Just based on talent, the Bears are more talented than the Las Vegas Raiders.
By far.
By far. I'm looking at it. I mean, of course, you know, you got Max Crosby, what's the name, you Brock Bowers. Everybody know Ashton Jeansy. He ain't done anything since he got here, but that can change.
Yes.
So he's still talented. It's not like he's not playing well because he sucks.
And the Bears are suspect against the run at times.
Yes, the Bears are suspect against the run. So, I mean, I ain't counting them all the way. And we know Geno can get hot, like you said, you know. But he also throws that bitch up there for grabs, too. Geno will give you opportunities to make plays on the ball. Mm-hmm. Geno is loose with that ball, bro.
Yeah, anyway, he is.
I see some of them throws he be making. I'd be like, ooh, bro, you a vet?
Right.
But just man, if they gave up 41 points to the Commanders on a backup quarterback,
yeah,
the Bears offense should be too much for them to handle.
Yes.
I ain't saying that the Raiders aren't going to score, or I just don't know if they can keep pace with what the Bears are able to output. So yeah, but the thing about Vegas, what you said, is Vegas.
Yeah, it's Vegas.
How them boys gonna be out there
at the Bunny Ranch? Like, what they gonna be doing, man?
They gonna be out there at the, you know, the win, you know,
swipe
encore,
it. Right?
All night, you know,
swiper, no swiping.
Lines.
Doing lines, doing
tip drill,
right? You know, fooling.
You know, but the Bears should win this game. The Bears should, you know, put up 30 points and be able to hold them in check. I got the Bears winning. I just think they're a better team. You know, a better team should win. The Lions, my thing about the Lions, we should have beat the Vikings. The Lions, I thought the Lions were slipping. I'm going to say this. I thought week one, I was like, man, they don't look the same, bro. You might be able to snipe them, but it's like they the same.
It's like they woke up.
They're nasty. They still nasty.
It's like they woke up.
They still nasty.
And
still nasty.
Man, what their offensive line coach is doing again with those two young guards, man. One is a rookie, and I guess the other one is a second year pro.
Yeah.
It's magnificent. It's like, yeah, man, that they have a damn brick wall. Do you understand that the Baltimore Ravens had zero sacks on Jared Goff last night? Zero sacks. Zero.
He's not mobile.
Zero sacks. Mobile. And then their defensive line sacked Lamar Jackson seven times. Mm-hmm. Seven times. Like, Jesus
30
Christ.
Pressures, bro. 30 pressures.
That's insane. Line it up against the Packers again with the Lions, man, and the Lions stomped the shit out of them. Literally.
Yeah. That was a fluke.
That was a blip on the radar. They were still trying to figure everything out, you know what I'm saying? Get everything situated, see how teams want to try to attack them. And now they done figured it out. Look, Dan Campbell is one hell of a coach, man. That is a hell of a coach. That is a hell of a coach. And he just keeps instituting great assistants. He
well,
keeps
I mean,
putting
that,
great assistance in place.
That dude, Johnny Morton, that play call that he had down there on the goal line yesterday was real nasty. When he handed the ball off to Amon St. Brown, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ron St. Brown.
And then he threw the option.
He did the pitch to and my man's, you know, Jahmyr Gibbs, he just walked into the end zone pretty much.
You know they stole that from us, right?
Yeah, I mean, it was nasty. It was,
you know,
it was
they stole that from us a while back where we ran it with Jordan Howard, Mitch Trubisky, and who the hell was the other back? And Tariq Cohen.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, they stole it from us. When I seen that play, my eyes got big. Like, we ran that a while ago, like about 5 years ago.
Wasn't that in Washington? I mean, New York? They ran it a couple times.
Yeah, right? Yep, yeah. They ran it against New York. I was like, we ran that about 5 years ago.
It was a nasty play.
It was nasty.
That's what I get to. And it's like you know, you look at this team, and I want to get back to the Bears, right, with this game against
the Raiders.
The Raiders. I expect the Bears to win this game.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to sugarcoat things, right? And the reason I don't want to sugarcoat things is because I believe the expectations should be met.
Yeah.
Right. To me, they met the expectations when they played the Dallas Cowboys. CeeDee Lamb went down with injury. You put your foot on their neck and you stomped them out, right? Mm-hmm. That's what they did. That was the expectation. That's what I wanted to see. So now I want to see you duplicate that. I want to see you go out there and beat another team that you should beat because they're better than the Raiders. Mm-hmm. You got a better coach. You got better talent all the way around from top to bottom on the football team, offensive and defensive side. So you should go out there and you should win this game. I don't think it should be a battle. I don't think it should be super difficult. I think you should go out there and you should pretty much win this game. And that's what I want to see them do.
And if you do not, it is a huge disappointment. The Lions, we were hoping they were winning, but the Lions kick your ass. You're kind of like, it's the Lions. This would be a fucking disappointment.
A huge
this disappointment. Would be probably worse than the Vikings.
A letdown. Right? Yeah. Huge letdown.
And here's the thing, right? If you go out there, fans got to remember this too. If the Bears go out there and they win this game against the Raiders, sitting at 2-2. You only lost two games, but the two games that you lost are to teams that won 14 games the previous year.
Yep.
14 or more games. So you could go with, that's what I mean by confidence, bro. Like players in the locker room, you know what these teams did. You know that those two teams made the playoffs last year and you didn't, right? So yeah, we lost to them, but we should have beat the Vikings. Right?
Yeah, they're thinking they can beat the Vikings. They're like, we got
lit up by the Lions, but you know, it's to be, you know, we'll see them again.
Yeah. And we'll take care of that. I'm certain we will. We'll take care of that.
But at the end of the day, you're sitting at 2-2 and your confidence level is gonna be going through the roof. And that's what I want to see happen because that's how teams get on rolls, bro. Mm-hmm. That's how you get on rolls.
Because then you probably go get Kyler Gordon back.
Yeah.
You're gonna get TJ Edwards back. Yep. You're gonna get Austin Booker back.
You're getting healthy.
Yeah. Getting Austin Booker back, who looked like he was gonna be a demon off the edge. So everybody said they want to pass rush him. Here we go. Time for Austin Booker to prove that he's that dude.
So
you get three key defensive players back after the bye.
Yep.
And Jalen Johnson, did you see that? Said he may be back
after surgery.
And I'm pretty sure he's gonna be looking to see how the Bears' record is winning. So you want to start winning to make Jalen Johnson say, okay, I'm gonna come back for a playoff push.
Right.
You know? And now you at full strength, man, and that's what you want to be. You want to peak at the right time in NFL.
Yes.
You don't want to peak week two.
Right.
You know. We look like the Packers did after they got their ass kicked by the Cleveland Browns. You don't want to peak week two. You know, you wanna peak towards the end of the season, going into the playoffs, making that push. You know, it's okay to figure it out. And that's what the Bears did. They got their ass kicked. We need this win.
Yeah.
Not like we're gonna fall out, but you need this win to get two in a row. Cause we've never won two games in a row since the beginning of last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So we got to win two in a row. National media going to stop talking as much shit. Bears going to be confident. They're going to start saying, well, the Bears might be a problem going into the bye. You know, then watching the game is going to be a tough game. I can't call that game. I ain't that far ahead yet, but they're a good team at home. So we got to beat the Raiders because we're going to have a tough game when we come off that bye. You don't want to come into that game 1-3.
You got to beat teams that you're supposed to beat. And I just feel like the Raiders are a team that the Bears should beat. They should. You know what I mean? I don't look at them and say, okay, they're better. You know, their coach is better. They got a better coaching staff. I don't look at them and say their offense is better or their defense is better. I look at them and say, hey, the Bears should win this game straight up. And if we don't, we got a problem. We got a problem in my opinion.
Yeah.
It's a game you should win. Win the games that you should win.
I agree. I totally agree.
I concur. This is a gotta have it game, but like I said, I'm like I said, this is a game that we should win, hands down. Walking away easy, going into the bye, feeling good, and then we clean up the shit that we needed to clean up, you know, in the first four games.
Yep.
The season goes in quarters, right? This is the first quarter of the season. You want to end this first quarter 2-2, right?
Mm-hmm.
You want to end this first quarter 2-2. You want to end the second quarter at least 3-1, right? At least 3-1. And I believe. Go ahead.
Now you're looking at now, and if you do that, now you're looking at a playoff push at that point.
Yes, sir. A definite playoff push. Then on top of that, you know, like I said, you got the Raiders week four. Then you go into that bye. You know what I'm saying? Then you come out of the bye week, and then on Monday night you got the Commanders. That's your to me, that game right there, if we take care of business against the Vegas Raiders, right, and then we go on to the bye, remember I said the Bears are going to have that game where it just seems like it all comes together and everybody figures it out. And then they have that game where it's just like, uh-huh, yeah, okay, we ready now. We ready. We ready.
I mean, it'd be nice to have that happen on national television.
Yes, because after that Commanders game, you got the Saints. And then, of course, after that, you got the Ravens. And they look pretty beatable at this point. Mm-hmm. They look vulnerable at this point.
Hey, the Ravens are still...
They're still the Ravens.
I ain't jumping that far ahead.
But they still the Ravens. You know, that Cincinnati game looks like a layup. You know what I'm saying? It could be. Joe Burrow out. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And then after that, you got the Giants at home.
Like what I'm saying about, like, I'm going to give you an example, like the Bengals. I ain't going to jump that far ahead because you never know what can happen.
Right, exactly.
You know, I ain't going to say nothing. You never know what can happen. But if you are how you are right now and they are how they are when you play them, you beat them.
Right.
You don't lose to Brownie, whatever the hell they back up.
Brownie.
Brownie. You don't, if you're a good team, you don't lose to them. That's what, you know, what Dan said. You're supposed to beat them. The Saints, you should beat them. You go into, like, the Saints, Spencer Rattler? Nah, you beat them by 2 scores.
Yeah.
Because, like, Detroit would beat them by 2-3 scores.
Yeah.
Detroit would not lose to a backup quarterback of any team. You know? Like, we had Tyson Bagent in there. We wouldn't score no points. Because they would be like, we're not going to lose to your backup.
Right.
The fuck? It's like me, you know, it's like us playing with kids at the park, you know, 12-year-olds. We're going to beat them.
That's
how the
fact.
Hell we gonna let 12-year-olds beat us?
Like, that's
you
a fact.
Just quit the game, you know? Yeah, we should beat the Raiders, man.
We better.
Like, that's it.
We should, and we better. You know, again, we're.
I want a dub. That's it. I want to see you do what you should do.
We're more talented than them. We have more blue chip players than they do.
Yeah.
There should be no reason for why we are, you know, having a tough game with the Vegas Raiders at all.
No.
But, you know, we'll see. It's a week-to-week league. You know,
yeah, it is.
You could look terrible one week, look amazing the next week, and then come back and look totally ass the week after. So, you know,
but good teams don't do that though.
That's absolutely.
You know what I mean? The good teams, they win 14, 12 games every year.
Absolutely.
Every year. They'll like the Bills to lose a tough game to the Chiefs or the Ravens. Mm-hmm. And every now and then they'll get popped by a lucky team. You know, every once a year they'll get popped by somebody, but they only losing like handful of games, three or four games a year. Good teams.
My man, and shout out to Will Brooks too, right? Will Brooks, he said something, and he said something. He's put a tweet out, but he was in the spaces the other night too. And he's like, this is what we've come to see about Caleb Williams, right? Caleb, he will make plays, and you'll be like, dang, that dude, he got it. You know what I'm saying? Like, he got an arm. He got, you know, escapability. He's got this ability to make something out of nothing. And you're drawn to that. And then at the same time, he'll come back and he'll make 5 or 6 bad plays in a row. Or there won't be any level of consistency there, right? That's what I'm looking to see from Caleb Williams. Now, I know what you can do. I know what you're capable of. Now, I understand, too, that it's a learning process. But how you become consistent, especially when you start going against the upper echelon type teams in the NFL, you got to be consistent against the bad teams. Las Vegas is a bad team.
Yes.
Dallas was a bad defense. So
yes.
You stack that one. Now you come back and you play in Las Vegas Raiders.
Yes.
This is where I need to see consistency. I don't need to see you being consistent because I know it's a work in progress. So I know you're not going to be consistent against the best teams in the NFL week after week after week. Mm-hmm. That comes later. But right now, when you're playing bad teams, bad defenses, I need to see consistency now. So, yeah, consistency. You put up numbers against Dallas. Now come back and double down on that. Double up time, bro. Like go back to the drawing board. Do the same thing against another team that you should clearly, in my opinion, dominate. You should win this game.
Yeah.
So I need to see the consistency. That's where I want to see some consistency from him right now. You know?
It should be no excuses. Like I said, no excuses. And again, when you get a bad team down, you stomp them out.
Yeah.
You know, you keep your foot right on their neck and you stump all the way through. You know,
that's what I wanted them to do with Minnesota in week one. Yeah. I was like, you know, this is an opportunity for you to put JJ McCarthy on notice and be like, you know what, you're gonna have to deal with this all the time.
Yeah.
But you let him go out there and get player of the week.
He got one off. Yeah.
Now he's confident against Chicago. You see what I'm saying? Right. Like you know.
He got so, one off. So
yeah.
The thing is that, you know, again, I don't think JJ will be back anytime soon, long as Carson Wentz keeps winning there in Minnesota. So they're gonna prolong that ankle injury, you know, that ghost ankle injury that they said he got. So again, they're going to prolong that as long as they can. You know, it goes from 4 to 6 weeks. Now it's 4 to 8 weeks. Now after 8 weeks, it'll probably be 10 weeks. You ain't coming back, fam. It's over. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you're still young. We can put you back on the bench. So the Bears need to get into this game, you know what I'm saying, and Smokey the Bear, the Vegas Raiders, bro, just totally put them out. You know what I'm saying? Just totally put them out and keep it moving.
Yeah. Tyson Bagent need to be out there handing the ball off to Roshan Johnson.
Yeah.
And I need to see victory formation. Caleb need to be on the sideline with a hat on, checking it up with DJ Moore by the fourth quarter.
Yeah. Yep.
That's what they should do. Yep. You know.
This is a team, like you said, this is a team that lost 41-24 against a backup quarterback in Washington the other day. So, you know, we understand who the Raiders are. They're not that good of a team. They got some decent pieces, like Brock Bowers and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, man, they're just not a great team. So do what you're supposed to do. Handle business. Yes, sir.
I ain't got much else. I got the tweet of the week. The tweet of the week is for Wiener Circle. They said they would give out free hot dogs and Caleb Williams threw 4 touchdowns. When he threw 4 touchdowns and they had everybody in Chicago down at the
they did it too. You gotta give them credit. Yeah, I appreciate that. They backed up another truck, didn't they? They was running out. Yeah. They called their reinforcements.
They had Staley the Bear in there.
Yeah.
Staley the Bear is in there serving dogs. Caleb, well, I don't know if he came, but his dog came. They had his dog out there as a mascot. So it was a good day, man. That was good stuff. See what happens when you win in Chicago?
Absolutely.
And winning cures everything, right? We talked about this before. Like is DJ Moore on the same page as Caleb? They was laughing and joking on the sidelines.
Hugging on the bench.
You know,
right. Yeah, they're hugging on him on the bench.
Cures everything, people. Winning cures everything.
That's a fact.
Yeah. So that's all I got, man.
Same here. All right, so
calling this episode that. Just win.
Just win, baby.
Rest in peace.
So, until next week, we'll see what goes on. But hopefully we come back with a Bears victory.
Yep. We out.
Peace.
Peace.